All right, so enough about me. Let's get into the topic that I'm really pushing today, which is that kind of initial brand development aspect. As the president of my company, I'm committed to educating business owners or future entrepreneurs, for that matter, on the power of brand development or even rebranding. I felt like the easiest way to do so would be to break down my branding process and discuss it in short podcast segments so you guys can easily digest it and hopefully, you know, ask questions along the way. Although you can find out a ton on, you know, my approach, my beliefs, what I've done in the past on my blog, I really wanted to break everything down into short segments to highlight the multiple aspects of establishing a recognizable and trustworthy brand and making sure that it sticks with consumers and it most importantly makes sense. So in this initial podcast, I want to briefly touch on the top five keys to successful branding. If you listen to the end, I'll actually provide you with what's to come on future recordings based on what I've kind of itemized and organized moving forward here. But first, I wanted to get this over with, and here's a short message from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Are you looking for a new way to invest revenue back into your business, but are you frustrated with the return you've gotten on some of your past investments? Would you be interested in a form of advertising that doesn't dig into your pockets every time a potential customer views it? Well, the return on a vehicle wrap isn't measured with a deadline or number of views. It's not even something that you have to pay monthly for. It's an investment that continues to give as long as you're on the road. Sean at AZCA Print has been managing vehicle wraps for over a decade. His experience and service allows businesses to create a lasting impression throughout Phoenix. With all of his printing equipment on site, you're basically guaranteed competitive pricing, quality options, and obviously personal service. Stop paying for a limited billboard or Yellow Pages ad and talk to Sean about the impact vehicle wrapping can have on your future. Visit AZCA online at www.azcaprint.com or simply give him a call at 623-533-5739. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. I know it's a lot of clutter there at the beginning, but a lot of things I wanted to get out the way to really tell you a little bit more about my background and what I can provide for you. So as we kind of move forward here with my five keys to developing a successful brand, I want to start off with number one here, which is the importance of truly being authentic. So what does authentic mean when it comes to branding or marketing? It means your message is real. It means it makes sense, and it means it aligns really with the objectives you're trying to satisfy with your company. Customers want to know who you are and who they're doing business with. They want to know what your values are, what's gotten you where you are today, what's your core competency, what, in other words, what do you do really well? And most importantly to me, what's your purpose? You know, what is the purpose for your company? Why did you start your company? What is your story behind that? And how can they get behind you to ensure your success? I think that's probably the best way to sum it up right there. At the same time, customers want to know that their money is being well spent and that they can trust you. So as consumers become more aware of selling tactics and other forms of advertising or online sales processes, they want to always know what's the catch. Are they going to have to upgrade or spend more? Are they going to have to click on something else or fill out a form just to get to where they want to be? And inevitably, that's a crappy customer experience, in my opinion. Now, this doesn't necessarily just include cost. Some companies have a cause. So do you have a cause? Is there a benefit or a culture that consumers can become a part of simply by investing in your product or service? Are you giving back to the community? Are you giving back to something else that's bigger than what your brand is? Is it something that might resonate with your target audience? Those are all selling points that I feel like are powerful, when it comes to marketing your brand. Are you reinvesting a percentage of money back into the company or for customer benefit? Is there a quality culture you're attempting to build or maintain over time? Are you transparent or convincing enough so that customers know you're putting their money back into the business to make things better, to improve processes, to improve efficiency of employees, to improve happiness of customers and everybody involved. I think all of those things really go into that authentic aspect. Even though I could keep going on and on with different examples or why authenticity is so important to your brand, inevitably, being authentic strikes a nerve that creates vulnerability for your brand and allows users or viewers or your customers to critique what you're doing. And in my opinion, you know, you want them to do that because it's how else are you going to know how to do it better or serve them better? It really shows them even more that you're committed to developing a quality brand that they can trust and grow with over time. As soon as you seem phony or they perceive you as impersonal, not original, or even cheap, you really start to lose your unique authenticity. The last thing I really want to touch on before we move to key number two is that too often I see brands reaching for ways to gain acceptance. And most commonly this is by them literally mimicking others or copying a content strategy or a blog strategy, or maybe even I've worked on projects where I've actually been asked to reword a blog of somebody else and personalize it to that specific brand that we were representing. And, you know, that's one of those things that really make me sick to my stomach, because authenticity isn't about doing what's working, you know, following a leader, being a sheep for that matter. It's about being original. It's about creating your own path. It's about being unique. Not only does this prove, when you do this, it proves that you're disconnected from the customer experience, but in my opinion, it shows that you're really just disinterested in them. You're throwing up, you know, banter or content at them just to do it. And it's costing money and it's not allowing you to brand out or develop your company in the way that allows it to be remembered. You know, why not promote authentic content that showcases your unique value by simply just telling your story? You know, like we said in the beginning, your values, your core competencies, your purpose, your origin, you know, all those things play a big part in what people think of you, how they understand your brand, and then align it with the values and needs that they have. The second key to a successful brand is relevancy. If all of your promotional messaging or content doesn't tie back into your company value or your company values or your objectives, then you're really just lacking purpose. Kind of, that's my transition statement here, you know, as far as mentioning duplicating content in the prior keynote. You know, customers see right through that. If you're able to be original and relate your content to what your brand is trying to provide, then essentially you're creating clarity, you're creating that trust that was aforementioned. Although it may seem that quantity gives you the best chance at reaching customers or engaging or attracting customers, you're potentially ruining the perception of your potential customers. Just imagine you had one shot to get Sally Joe to buy, you know, your jewelry. And the first ad she saw was the same exact ad she saw at Kay. The product, the image, product imagery wasn't as good quality, and the message was eerily ununique, if that's a word. What do you think that's going to do to Sally Joe? She's, number one, not probably going to click on that ad, but she's going to remember that brand and that advertisement every time she sees your markings or your slogan or something to do with your company. And why would you want to continue to risk that simply by not taking the time to make sure your message is not only authentic but relevant to the specific service that you provide? If you're able to identify your core competencies, you should know what you do really well. So tailor your message and make it relevant to that competency so that users will remember you for that specific strength or value when that situation arises. Taking the time to strategically place your brand with relevant copy and imagery allows viewers to define your brand and recognize your message when they come across it. So not only are you addressing that initial perception, but you're tailoring your campaign to that consumer by continuing that message along and allowing them to remember that, and it becomes ingrained in their lifestyle or their need cycle. So basically, relevancy enables your potential customers to define your identity. You don't have to necessarily define it for them because you give them the tools or the pieces of the puzzle that allows them to put it together and allows them to create their own value for your brand, for their personal life or their personal experience. Establishing your own niche and staying within your boundaries is a powerful way to gain brand recognition. When you're able to allocate the values of your specific audience and only cater to their wants and needs, you begin to develop that loyal following that supports your brand personality or identity and stays true to it. Not only are they able to understand what you do, but they're able to market for you, that word of mouth, that grassroots aspect. And they're going to want to share that message because it's unique to anything else and relevant. The third key to branding successfully, as I did mention already, is quality. Now, this is, or it should be, a pretty self-explanatory feature of branding, as low-quality promotions tend to create a low-quality perception, in my opinion. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but at the end of the day, it's reality. Although this may not cross the minds of sustained companies that really rely on their loyal customers, the expansion of online search and competition should really generate a reconsideration on their end, if I have anything to say about it, because we're really getting to the point where anybody can market anything and make it look better than maybe the dominant person that's been in that market for a couple decades. When I initially think of quality, I don't immediately turn to imagery and design, as these are secondary in my opinion. Grammar, spelling, confusing, convoluted messaging can be just as big as a turnoff. I know a lot of people don't consider that, but I just saw a realtor ad the other day that was trying to get people to sign up and invest thousands of dollars into an investment program that garners whatever they were promising. And I found over 20 spelling errors, inconsistent punctuation, and in grammar that was just all over the place. Like, that is terrible quality. And we're not even talking about imagery or design at this point. We're just talking about the simple steps of promoting something about your brand. For example, consider two side-by-side podiatrists in an ad directory that have the same message. One is clear and precise to the needs of its patients, and the other tried to cram as many benefits, features, reasons into their limited dimensions. 9 out of 10 times, the direct message providing sought value is going to resonate more. If you're simple, direct, get to the point, and make sure that it's aligned in a way that's going to catch the consumer's eye, that's really all you need. You don't have to overdo it. Imagery also plays a big role in quality control. Using the same example, imagine both podiatrists use the same message, but one used a picture of a general patient smiling with a doctor. The other used an actual image of their podiatrist examining a real patient's foot. Do you think the potential patient looks forward to taking a selfie with the random doctor? Or do you think they want to experience the satisfaction or happiness of being treated by real Dr. John, who happens to love what he does? I guess it's up to you, but you should get my drift. Last but not least, in the quality aspect of branding, design needs to be considered. Now, I don't necessarily mean a highly technical design needs to be incorporated in order to maximize your return, but a cohesive effort or cohesive branding needs to be executed. Although this may sound silly to some, matching the designs of your business cards, letterheads, templates, flyers, emails, social media posts, or even imagery editing creates an experience for the viewer. If you're being cohesive and creating that company brand through design, not only are you looking more professional, but people remember who you are when they see a form of content or an advertisement or a letterhead. They remember that this is your brand and this is how you're branded. Just remember, branding is about establishing your company and becoming recognizable. You're really just hindering the effect you can have by not paying attention to quality, presentation, and simple design elements that can only improve your execution or performance. Because when you take shortcuts or cut corners, I guess it's the same thing. You're really hurting the future of your brand. The fourth key to branding successfully is consistency. In order to build loyalty, you have to be purposeful or purposefully consistent with your message, values, promise, and your voice. Once you finally decide to invest in branding your company effectively, you have to dedicate yourself. And all of those people that are within your organization or representing the brand, they need to dedicate themselves too. You need to promote the same message and the same value across all touch points and channels. Otherwise, you're going to start confusing customers. Most importantly, you need to incorporate your brand initiatives into your marketing plan, whether that be the blogging, advertisements, social media posts, your marketing materials. Implementing your voice into these channels is imperative, especially when you're catering to each level of the sales cycle, which I'll get into more detail down the road. No matter if you're involved in guest speaking, networking events, or any opportunities to relay your brand purpose, you have to be consistent, and most importantly, you have to be believable at all times. If you have one message here, another message there, one of your people says this, you say that, nobody has the right answer, or you have to get back to somebody, that hurts your brand. That creates that lasting impression that you don't know what you're doing. Now, it's not really something that's as easy to attain as it may sound. You have to commit yourself to it. You have to be consistent with it. I remember when I first launched my company, you know, I was initially chasing revenue. I was taking the time to, you know, promote what I could do, but I wasn't being consistent of what I was competent at doing. When I finally took the time to identify and streamline my message, it enabled me to become more efficient with my pitch and really solidify what I'm trying to do. Most importantly, it allowed me to stick to the value that I continue to provide to my clients and do so on a consistent basis. The last successful branding key is commitment. Aside from your marketing, you need to ensure your people are educated on your brand and being ambassadors at all times. Setting the guidelines for representation will not only solidify the expectations for HR or people that are being onboarded, but it creates clarity and a culture that people understand and support and want to be a part of. Remember, your employees tend to be the first line of defense, and if they're not being held accountable or they're not even being educated on your standards, then you're really just doing your company a disservice. This also goes for your marketing team. Take the time to figure out how each of your campaigns tie into your objectives or your mission or your vision, and determine how you're going to commit to monitoring your plan that follows your guidelines and your voice or identity. Committing to branding isn't something that could be done overnight, but the return and loyalty you receive will make the investment worthwhile. Essentially, it's up to you how your brand is perceived, but staying true to your brand identity allows you to zero in on your value and execute the corresponding customer process. Trust me. Although this is a general overview of branding, I want to thank you all for joining me on my first podcast for Pre-Focus Solutions. I really look forward to answering any questions that some of you may have or concerns, and I'm most eager to look forward to the feedback, as I always welcome that. I can't grow if I don't know. In my upcoming recordings, I will be discussing the different elements of kind of what we discussed today and expanding on some other areas that can help you really gain traction and establish a process for developing your own branding. Some of these topics will include my actual branding process, an overview of advanced branding and the details that go into building that out, target audience beliefs, values, and segmentation, developing your brand's persona, expressing your brand and positioning it accordingly, visual identity and design branding, controlling the customer experience, measuring your brand performance. I'll give you a guide on how to create a brand book, and also discuss relaying your promise and communicating on social media. Some of the other topics will kind of surround a marketing plan and content initiatives, but we'll go ahead and spider that out at a later date. I really look forward to expanding more on my journey and the purpose behind Pre-Focus. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and always remember to present well.